long intelligence and messages informing you of our station troubles that we're solving with broadcast. So, three cheers for Paul, because of, not because of showing up, but because of his performance last year at EM09. Paul was a one-man radio show for the entire three-day session. And he did the introductions from noon till midnight or thereabouts on the radio, broadcasting all sorts of and interviewing people, and he interviewed me for a very brief moment, and so many good interviews that Mason Rex actually collected a bunch of material and had enough to start a new show, which is our Monday night show. And he started the show with lots of recordings from EMR9, and people gave him at the festival CDs, and he played those, and people have continued to mail him CDs. And he's also downloaded lots of really good songs using the media feature of electromusic.com's forum, where you can get all the latest music that's been posted to the forum, or even earlier music. And has made a wonderful show on Monday nights at, it's 5 p.m. on the east of the United States, which would make it, what's that? I'm so bad with GMT. But it's, I believe it's 2200 GMT on Monday nights, and you can hear Edison Rex. He had a great show last night, and tonight we have a double lineup. We have myself, I'll be coming on for an hour, starting at 2300 GMT or 6 p.m. East Coast time, for 1 hour doing Inventors Inventions. Our Tuesday night lineup includes the My Inventors Invention show, as well as Bill Meganera doing the soldering musician, in which he features artists who do their own soldering or do their own software to make chip music and lots of different styles of music that are popular with, especially with the younger crowd today, and with everybody really. The chip music is very popular because a lot of people remember the Nintendo games, the 8-bit games. I'm from a little bit earlier. I was all get into the pinballs that much, but I got into the 80s in my teen years, the 80s games, you know, Pac-Man, Defender, Tempest, Frogger, games of that sort. Before the at-home consoles took over the gaming market. But today's younger crowd, their 30s and 20s, tends to be a type of sound that we can get with emulators, with special cartridges that go into vintage machines and make their own music by using the chip or software model of the chips that were used in the 8-bit machines anyway. So, from a Space Invaders, Phobos mentions in the chat room, yeah, that was a classic one. I'd like to see some chip music done with 80s games, but the problem is you have to have an 80s game, although there are emulators. But I don't see a lot of chip music being made from that generation. But that's okay. That's okay. So our Tuesday lineup is all technical stuff. Inventors Inventions by myself is very technical, and we go into some specific circuitry details. I haven't even planned out what I'm going to say. I'm going to do some tuning of a circuit. I did an impromptu tuning of the circuit last Sunday, or was it Saturday, on our public station. I'm going to repeat that and do those calculations and measurements and make those sounds, and let people listen to them and see if they like the sound of, or just go through the technical details of calibrating the Expo converter on the input of the device. And then once again, I'll probably talk about the collaboration album. Let me mention that to you right now. The collaboration album, the Electro Music collaboration album, is something that we all got together and put together. I sort of volunteered to be the person who brings it all together into a